from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. The Chinese military says tons of cyanide are at the blast site. China has confirmed that sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical, was stored in the warehouses devastated by massive explosions in the port city of Tianjin. Xi Lu, the chief of staff of the People's Liberation Army's Beijing military region, said today that more than 100 tons of the deadly chemical was stored in two locations within the blast site. Chinese officials also said today the death toll from the blast has risen to 112. At least 21 firefighters are among the dead, state media reported. Nearly 100 people are missing, including 85 firefighters. An Indonesian passenger plane lost contact with air traffic control today in the country's easternmost province of Papua, and it is missing. The Trigana Air turboprop lost contact about 30 minutes after takeoff from Sentani Airport in Papua's capital on a flight to the Papua city of Oksibil. Aviation officials say 54 people were on board the plane. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi agreed today with an investigative commission's recommendation to court-martial Iraqi commanders who withdrew from Ramadi earlier this year as the city fell to Islamic State militants. Taking the capital of Iraq's western Anbar province was a big victory for Islamic State fighters, giving them control of a major city 125 kilometers from Baghdad, and prompting renewed questions about the ability of Iraq's security forces. The loss prompted the U.S. Defense Secretary to say he questioned the will of Iraqi troops. From Washington, the nation's capital, this is VOA News. The Home Minister for Pakistan's populous Punjab province has been killed in a suicide bombing, along with at least 11 other people. An advisor on health for the Punjab provincial government, Saeed Elahi, told state-run television that Minister Shuja Khanzada is among those killed today. Rescue workers say the death toll is likely to increase. Several people are still trapped in the rubble. German lawmakers are expected to vote Wednesday on whether to approve a third bailout for Greece. Both Greek lawmakers and Eurozone finance ministers now back the deal. Lisa Bryant reports hurdles remain before the Greek financial crisis is over.
After long hours of negotiations in Athens and Brussels to back the $95 billion bailout package, now comes the hard part. A number of Eurozone parliaments must vote on it, starting with Germany, one of the biggest bailout skeptics. The European Commission, the European Union's executive arm, wants parliaments to pass the deal by Wednesday. That will allow Greece to repay the $3.6 billion it owes the European Central Bank by a Thursday deadline. Some analysts doubt whether the measures, which include raising taxes, cutting spending, and privatizing state assets, will lead to growth and allow Greece to pay back its debts. What's certain is that in the short term, at least, they mean tough times ahead for many Greeks. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Fighters backing the exiled Yemeni government have seized the southern province of Shabwa from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Yemeni military officials say the rebels pulled out of Shabwa after handing over control of the provincial capital. No casualty numbers are available. Saudi Arabia, which has been leading Arab coalition airstrikes against the Houthis, has been pouring heavy weapons into southern Yemen to help pro-government fighters. Anti-rebel forces have made some recent major gains against the Houthis, including taking back the major port of Aden. With a month left before the deadline for the U.S. Congress to vote on the international deal limiting Iran's nuclear program, President Barack Obama appears to have lost his only chance to get any Republican support for the agreement. Republican Senator Jeff Flake, a main target of White House lobbying, says that while he supports the negotiating process with Iran, he will vote against the deal. And U.S. civil rights activist Julian Bond has died. He was 75 years old. Bond died Saturday night in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, after a brief unspecified illness. Morris Dees, co-founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, said upon Bond's death that the country has lost one of its most passionate and eloquent voices for the cause of justice. Bond was the first president of the Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.